This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Give us a little bit of a preview. In 14 hours or so, you're going to be giving your inauguration speech. What's the overarching theme when you address the city as the 64th mayor of Buffalo?
It's a theme of thanks and optimism. Thank you to the voters of the city of Buffalo for putting me in this position. And the optimism is we know we have a lot of problems, but we're optimistic that we're going to be able to get our arms around those problems and make the better Buffalo we all want.
Do you think the problems, when you actually get in there, into the city hall, second floor, do you expect them to be worse than what you think they might be?
I do. I think, you know, we have investigated as much as we can from the outside, and now we're going to start looking inward. But we have a big management team built out. The transition team did a fantastic job. We filled over 30 top-level senior positions. So they've done a great job of carrying out their mandate.
Acting Mayor Scanlon, however, says he's leaving you a city in better shape than the one he received from Byron Brown. He cited the appraisal of the parking ramps, the hotel bed tax, and cutting $30 million out of the budget himself. Do you think you're getting a better city than what he received?
Well, we thank Acting Mayor Scanlon for his hard work. But one thing is for sure, we have to deal with some problems. So we're going to have to deal with those problems. We're going to go at them with our eyes wide open. We're going to finish this year, the budget I'm inheriting, with a deficit. But we're going to work to close it.
County Council members are going to be having a reorg meeting on Friday, the day after your inauguration. Word on the street is Joel Farletto is going to be president, Zanetta will be pro temp, and Leah Holton Pope will be majority leader. Is that a leadership team that you can do business with?
One thing for sure is smart executives stay out of choosing leadership in other bodies. So I'm confident the council will put together a leadership team that'll lead the council, that'll be an independent voice, independently elected officials that will work, you know, cooperatively with the mayor. So I'm looking forward to the team that they deliver to me.
What will people expect the first quarter of your, you know, the first quarter of this year? Will they expect?
A lot of what we're going to do in the first quarter is to figure out what's going on and to tell the people what's going on. So you're going to see a lot of transparency, and we're going to be pulling the Band-Aid off some problems that have been festering, and we're going to come clean to the people and tell them, this is the shape of the city, but here are the steps we are going to start taking to turn it around.
Has it sunk in You're the mayor of the second largest city in New York State.
Well, I was driving down here with my wife, Kathy, and my daughters, and I said, it feels like I'm going to somebody else's party. It's a bit surreal still that it's for me. But by tomorrow, a little bit afternoon, it'll have to sink in because that's when I'm taking the oath of office.
Some of the council members are already expressing a little concern regarding the community fund that the community foundation is going to be managing. How can you assure residents of Buffalo that this is going to be done by the book, everything's going to be transparent, there's not going to be potential wrongdoing or influence?
Yeah, I mean, we're about 20 years behind on creating a community fund. Buffalo, Detroit, San Francisco, Boston, you know, they all have big community funds. It's in a way to bring in nonprofit, philanthropic, and private money. So each of them set up rules, and they figured out how to distribute the money without causing any conflicts of interest. So the models are out there. But one thing for sure is, you know, we are way behind in putting together such a venture.
Are any concerns that all the R's on the keyboards might be removed?
No, we're looking forward to a very seamless transition. I'm sure there'll be a joke or two hidden in there somewhere.
Did you get all of the things you needed from the current administration during this transition? Obviously, there's a lot of things that need to get worked out. Was it a seamless transition?
It was a good transition. You know, we've got a lot of work to do, and we really tried to front load to do as much work as possible, you know, starting in early July to make it so we can really hit the ground running. So the city has been open to us, and we've talked to employees, and we helped identify some of the early problems. But you're never really going to know for sure until you get in there, and that's when you're really going to figure out what's going on.
I know I asked you this before, but did it help that you had 6 months to really ramp up as opposed to 58 days? Did that give you sort of a running start, a jump start?
Yeah, I mean, I started working a week after the primary in anticipation of a victory in November. But you had to do that because if you waited till the end, you just wouldn't be able to catch up. And the Buffalo's got so many problems that we need to hit the ground running. You know, this isn't like a sprint where we're in the blocks and the gun goes off and we start running. This is more like a relay. We've been running at full speed and we're going to accept the baton and keep running at full speed.
How are you going to convince the private sector Buffalo's on the upswing, come invest back in Buffalo? Because they've sort of taken it backed off a little bit in the last couple of years.
You know, as always with Buffalo, we always have to remind ourselves, you know, how good we are, how valuable we are, and to keep our self-image on the upswing. So we're going to be working on internally dialoguing, but also externally talking to other cities, you know, talking to capital investment funds, you know, to let them know what we have here in Buffalo and why they should be investing in the city of Buffalo.
It's a bit of a loaded question, but those first 100 days are important for any administration. What's the top priority for yours?
The top priority for us is really figuring out the finances, and that's what we're going to be doing. The more information we have, the more we're going to be providing to the public. Because working into the next budget year, which starts on June 1st, the public has to be aware of what's going on. So we're going to be open and transparent, and we're going to work together to try to figure out, you know, how to solve the budget problem, because that's the first thing you got to get under control.
Did you make any acquaintances at the Kennedy School that will help you? You can bounce ideas off of mayors in similar positions?
Yeah, I mean, really, it was a great experience at the Kennedy School. Had a lot of long conversations with the incoming mayor of Cincinnati, Seattle, in Miami, a lot of shared experiences. But that's a wealth of information, that group. There was over 30 mayors. We all have each other's contact number. And no matter what, no matter what you're thinking, somebody else in America is already thinking it and maybe have taken some steps in that direction. So we're going to continue to use each other as sounding boards about, you know, what works, why it worked, and what didn't work. So looking forward to keeping up those relationships. But those relationships are also how we change the external view of the city of Buffalo. You know, we need to let people know exactly what our assets are, and we're going to be hosting mayors from other cities in the city of Buffalo this summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.